you come to a time when we call Holy Communion. Some people call it the Eucharist. Some people call it the Lord's Last Supper. Did you know the Eucharist simply means thanks? It's a time to give God thanks for what he's done in our life. When the disciples were with Jesus and he was here on earth, they knew that there was something special about him. But they really and truly, really thought that he was going to deliver them from the bondage of Rome. Because Rome was in charge of the Holy Land at that time. But that wasn't what he came for, to be a physical warrior. He came to be the Savior of the world. And one of the most important things that happened in the Jewish tradition, which was just not too long past, was the Passover, where they would celebrate being delivered from bondage from Egypt. So when they gathered, they would always gather in Jerusalem, and there would always be a feast, and would always be a time to come together. And that's what happened a few days before Jesus was crucified on the cross. They were getting ready to do the Passover Supper, and some of the symbolism that went through the Passover Supper was the breaking of the bread. Now, in these little cups, I hope and pray we can get back to real Welch's grape juice, and although this is Welch's grape juice, and the real bread. But because of how we need to do, you know, the devil can't keep the gospel defeated. So we come up with creative ways to experience Holy Communion. Now, if you've been in the Roman Catholic tradition or even the Episcopal condition, you know that sometimes you get these little wafers that the priest will give you, which represents bread. And when they were talking at the Passover meal, and Jesus got to the point where they were breaking bread, he did something that confused them, but he did it when he lifted the bread to heaven. O King of the universe, who bring forth the fruit of the wheat, bless this bread. And then he took it and he broke it. And he handed it to the disciples. He said, take, eat ye all of this. This will represent my broken body. Take to your comfort in Jesus' name. And then likewise, notice it's bland. Ugh. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup. And in the Passover meal, there's four cups of wine. He took the third cup of the Passover cup. And again, he lifted it to heaven and he gave thanks. O King of the universe, thank you for bringing forth the fruit of the vine. And then he said, this will represent my blood shed for the forgiveness of sins. You notice how that bland piece of bread just kind of comes alive. The taste buds come alive. That's what God did for us through Christ. And it's interesting when we come to the altar rail and we do it that way. We get up from the altar rail. You feel cleansed. You feel whole because you're celebrating that your sins have been forgiven. And it's a wonderful celebration.